all the best words and all the best things. My water is bottled from all the best springs. My wine is the best, and so is my brain. You want to know why? Too bad, I'll explain.
Coming up, Michael Ian Black joins us to talk about his new children's book, A Child's First Book of Trump. It's a public service, this book. It's a total cheap shot also, he told us. All you have to do is look at how Trump is depicted. Think a brownish-colored minion from Despicable Me with extremely weird hair.
Mark Rosenthal is an artist for The New Yorker, and I wrote this book not very long ago, only a couple months ago. And as I'm sure you know, in the book publishing world, things take forever to get done. So it was imperative that we get this done in time for it to be relevant. And we wanted to get it out in time for the convention, the Republican convention. And my terrific editor, Justin Chanda, knew Mark or knew his work and contacted him. And to Mark's great credit, he did the entire book within a few weeks, which is remarkably fast. And he did a fantastic job.
It's great. Am I compromising myself as a journalist if I, you know, help you sell this?
No. I mean, no? Look, if it helps at all, I don't consider you a journalist.
That helps, yeah. No, I wonder what you were going to say, but no, that definitely helps. Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Black. Then let's sell some of your poetic talents out there that we can do without compromising ourselves. Right here are some of your Dr. Seussian lyrics on the 2016 election.
This is Jennifer in Portland, Oregon, and here's my political poem. Little hands, big hearts, first ladies, lots of smarts. For all our future, who is best? Put your conscience to the test.
Check this out from Minneapolis. Squirrely squids squick. Even the most swarthiest swine. Switch swans do you find swarthy of your time? Nice.
Hey, this is John from Westwood. Will our next president be a sir or ma'am? How we got here, I don't understand. I've had enough. The next few years are going to be tough. I better start liking green eggs and ham.
There's a genre of nonfiction books out there that has been serving kids since the beginning of the last century. Today you can get a book for your kids that will explain the accomplishments and importance of virtually all of the major presidents. There's one for Andrew Jackson, the fighter. The kid books skip over his defiance of the Supreme Court and Congress, though. There are books about FDR, the grand heroic history of Abe Lincoln, zillions of books about him, and the traditional myths and legends about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Kids are pretty sophisticated these days about presidential history, with Hamilton a mega hip-hop hit on Broadway. So it was with Hamiltonian sophistication that actor and comedian Michael Ian Black approached his children's book idea depicting candidate Donald Trump as a greedy quasi-human creature with hair covering his eyes, miniature hands, and a self-assured ego. The book is called A Child's First Book of Trump, and it was a book of firsts for Michael Ian Black.
For one thing, it rhymes. I've never written a rhyming children's book before. Also, it's political. I've never written a political children's book before. And finally, it's about Donald Trump. And while I've written many books about Donald Trump, this is my first that rhymes.
You're lying. You have not written any books about Donald Trump.
No.
Okay. He's written a lot of books about Donald Trump.
Well, he has air quotes written books about Donald Trump. Yes. I've actually written this book.
The beastie is called an American Trump. Its skin is bright orange. Its figure is plump. Its fur so complex you might get enveloped. Its hands are sadly underdeveloped.
You read that so much better than I've read it, and it makes me think we should re-record the audiobook with you reading it instead of myself.
I'm down with that. But I don't sense any politics in that stanza there.
Well, no, maybe not in that stanza. As you delve a little further into the book, it does make some cheap shots at his policy proposals, but it's mostly just cheap shots about him personally.
I have all the best words and all the best things. My water is bottled from all the best springs. I like that. Mm-hmm. My wine is the best, and so is my brain. You want to know why? Too bad. I'll explain.
Funny.
That's great stuff.
Thank you.
And there's no politics there.
Well,
he just sounds like a kind of a Dr. Seussian crackpot.
It is Seussian. It is absolutely Seussian. That is deliberate. I made it Seussian because I figured when writing a parody of children's books, one should adopt some paradigmatic children's book tropes, one of them being Dr. Seuss. So I just took it. I just stole Dr. Seuss's thing and made it my own.
Now, I'm all for cheap shots. Yep. I'm all for humor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm all for politics.
Uh-huh.
But I also, having five kids of my own, I realize that I do have a six-year-old. There is perhaps a legitimate mission to help kids understand what it is their parents are talking about in such alarmed or excited and passionate ways.
Depending on your point of view, yes.
Yeah. I mean, as a kid, you would want a book that's going to help you.
Well, the book originated from two separate sources. One is, I think there was an article in the Times or somewhere that said, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but sort of seriously, how do you have the Trump talk with your children? That was one source. And then the second source was, I saw an inspirational children's book about Hillary Clinton at a bookstore. And it made me chuckle thinking about what an inspirational book about Donald Trump would look like, because there's nothing inspirational about the man. So sort of those two ideas combined created this.
I find him very likable in this book, I'm afraid.
Well,
that's going to get you a lot of nasty looks up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
I think if you read the book all through, he is a complex character who has maybe some flaws.
Won every debate, no matter the topic. I once had a tie. I felt philanthropic. That gets narcissistic.
Yes, yeah. His narcissism does shine through in the book.
But little kids, narcissists.
Of course they are. They are nothing but little sniveling ids.
Now, there is a book called Who is Barack Obama that
was
published, did very well.
Uh-huh.
There once was a young man who was a student at Columbia University. He had never lived in New York City before. It was 1981.
I'm bored already listening to this book.
I know.
My book is a lot funnier than that book.
He was unsure of his future. What would he make of his life? Do you think adults and kid book writers make the mistake of taking things too seriously?
Oh, God, yes. How about this? To Columbia University came a man of few years. He stood out for his intellect, but also his ears.
And he once sat down and had a summit about beers.
Great. I say to you, cheers. We could co-write this this book.
So you agree. There is a legitimate – you got to talk to your kids about Trump and what's going on in this election.
I think if your kids show any interest, then I think you better have some answers. Why is that man screaming at everybody on television? Is he really going to be president? And then I think you might want to have some answers.
As pure humor, is this better as a send-up of Trump or better as a send-up of – overly serious kids books. How old are your kids?
My kids are now senior children. They're 15 and 13.
So you must have had to endure a lot of cloying kids books.
Well, that's why I originally started writing children's books, was because I was reading cloying children's books to my kids. And I thought, well, surely I could write books at least as terrible as these. And so I started doing it.
It's true. A Trump needs all of our noise to exist. Without chaos, it shrinks to a sad orange disc.
Yes. Now, see, it does have a kind of buried message.
Kernel of meaning.
There is a kernel of meaning in the book. Now, I did not set out to write something that anybody could to derive any educational benefit from it whatsoever. However, there is a through line of you don't necessarily need to pay attention to the loudest voice in the room. Sometimes it's best to ignore that voice.
So a literary theme.
There is a theme.
Would it help any if I said I don't consider you literary at all?
Yeah, I don't consider me literary at all. But I am a delight.
You are a delight. But, you know, what I love is that there's not the message of it's okay to be different at the end of this book like there is in every other children's book.
And every children's movie ever made as well.
Right, right. Some advice to kids: don't respond to its brags, its taunts, or its jeers. Ignoring a Trump is a Trump's biggest fear.
Right.
I think kids could get a really positive message out of that.
Yeah, they don't necessarily need to even know that the Trump in this book is based on somebody that is in the news these days. You could just read it to them as an actual book, and they might get something out of it.
When did you go from thinking this was like a plausible, snarky impulse that, you know, would be great to do sometime, to actually believing that, no, actually, there is a book here?
Within 2 minutes. I wrote a first draft of it, sent it to my editor. And he said, I love everything about this except for what you wrote, meaning the entire text of the book, because it was caustic and it was mean and it was shrill, to use a word that's popular right now. And I said, you're right. let me rewrite the entire thing, and that is the book that you're holding. So, I mean,
so the device was kind of make it more Seussian.
It was more just make it fun instead of just a caustic attack on the man. And so that's what I did.
Michael Ian Black is an actor, author, and comedian. He's currently starring in the Jim Gaffigan Show on TV Land. His latest book is called A Child's First Book of Trump. And now some more of your limerick-inspired political rhymes. St. Paul, one dummy, two dummy, three dummy, four. Our future leaders should have much more. Is it too much to ask to bring back Clinton and Al Gore? Rest assured, a man in office with orange hair is not the score.
This is Kelly from Chicago, and this is what I would tell my 9-month-old. Sometimes thinkers want to tinker with weeding everyone. Just remember, in November, the votes matter if even one. But getting there, do beware of a thing called delegates, for sometimes promises are aligned in a ways and order not fair.
This is Mike in South Carolina. Do not bow to hate, do not bow to fear. Vote with your brain, do not vote with your ear.
Anyone dare to actually try and rhyme Trump? L.A., there was once a guy named Trump. In the polls, he did get a bump. But Hillary came and filled him with shame. Then everyone saw he's a lump. Canton, Ohio, there's a certain blowhard candidate whose misguided ideas I love to hate. I'm sure you understand what I'm hinting. In November, my vote goes to Clinton.
Will from St. Paul. This year, we decide betwixt Clinton and Trump. One is a liar, the other's a skunk. Everyone has their reasons. No one needs to be scared because your vote doesn't matter and nobody cares. We pick our new prez with no major hurry in a race that's so long it ends on a gurney. Their personal lives both require an attorney, so heck with all that, I'm voting for Bernie.
From San Marcos, Texas, this is an instant classic. The circus is bright, the circus is sunny, but most of all, the circus is funny. It lasts a short while, then home to your bed. But what if the circus never ended instead? What if the clown stuck around and decreed, for 48 years, your country I'll lead? Which clown do you choose? Which clown do you trust? The answer is none. These clowns lead to rust. Oh, that's priceless. See if you can outdo San Marcos, Texas. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. And if you want to get an early jump on all our conversations, just text the word START to 69866. That's START to 69866. Messaging and data rates may apply. Of course, you can reply STOP to opt out.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.